Track two, Neil's take.
I know what you'll be thinking when you listen to this. Just how crotchety can this guy get? Whatever kind of life must Mrs. H have with such a grumpy old beggar? Well, let me just say, she has her moments. Before I embark on my whinge fest, I should point out that I have long been a disciple of Murphy's Law. This is the maxim that says simply, if anything can go wrong, it will. You know the sort of thing. You're doing a tricky job and a tiny screw you're trying to insert drops to the floor. You hear it land, but when you go to pick it up, there's no trace of it. It has bounced and rolled a remote, often accessible corner. I have supplemented Murphy with Haverson's law of annoying inevitables. Okay, none of these are major issues in the scheme of things, but oh boy, they bring out my grouchy side. Here's a selection, and I do hope they don't trigger you to have an outbreak of the grumps. When I stagger to the back door, clutching an unwieldy bag in my right hand, why are my door keys inevitably in my right pocket, so I can't reach them? There follows a series of contortions to try to access them with my left hand, usually ending up with me dropping the bag. When something breaks down, I get out the manual and turn to the troubleshooting section. Why is the fault I have never there? And when I go to solve a problem on the computer, it says, click on the button in the right-hand corner. It's never on my screen. I'll screw up cellophane packaging and stuff it in the bin. Defiantly, it magically unfolds to its original size. Yes, I have tried tying it in a knot, but even then, sometimes it manages to untie itself. We buy a large value pack of food, with a use-by date well ahead. Invariably, when we open it, take out what we need, then, before putting it away, we check the storage instructions. It says, once opened, eat within 20 minutes. Why, when I spot something I want on a 3-for-2 offer, are there invariably only two left on the shelf? If I park up with the trolley in the supermarket while Mrs. H examines every pack of tomatoes to avoid buying a squishy one, why does everybody suddenly want what's on the shelf behind me? When something we've had for a long time breaks down, you can bet your life we'll find the part we need is imperial, but we now gone metric. I'd like to meet the person who designed Tupperware. Perhaps they could show me how to wash and wipe it up, especially the lids. When I take tissue from a brand new pack, why is it that two always come out? Getting the card machine in the restaurant to pay the bill and finding a range of options to pay voluntary service charge. I feel under pressure and guilty if I press the red button. I like to leave a tip on the table for the person who served me. Similarly, in a shop where I've bought, say, a greeting card, the sales assistant asks if I want to buy a pen or a bar of chocolate. I'm sure the assistants don't like asking as much as I don't like being offered it. I've thought about this irritable whinging of mine and wondered if I've always been a grisly old beggar or whether, when I was younger, I took things in my stride, shrugging them off. Whatever, I really should be more positive. Rid myself of my 60s mindset and embrace all the progress that's brought me such life-enhancing things as Instagram, chatbots and low-traffic neighbourhoods.
So, if any of you had any doubts that Neil could occasionally be a bit of a curmudgeon, then I think all those doubts were just dispelled, weren't they? That's quite some list, Neil, even by your standards.